All right, just to address Paul, who was in the group, and he's commenting on the video that I put up yesterday regarding arresting for motor vehicle offenses. And I actually didn't mention State v. Lark in the previous video, but it exists as well. I put a picture of it up in the group, so you can scroll down. You can read the verbiage on that. And in Lark, and I'm going to just touch on a few different things here. Let me just go back to it on my computer here so I can verbatim read it to you. In Lark, the court said where the driver is without a license and persists concealing his identity, an officer may then either continue to detain the driver for further investigation or arrest the driver under 39.3-10 or 329. So for the people who are watching that are out of state, 310 is an unlicensed driver and 329 is failure to provide documents. In instances such as this, when a driver is without a license and offers false information in response to a reasonable police inquiry, there exists a sufficient basis for the police officer to detain the driver for further questioning until the officer learns the true identity of the driver. Assuming that the driver persists in concealing his or her identity and there appears to be no other reasonable alternative, the police officer may then take the driver to custody. Again, consent decrees from cases that you will experience in the field that go up to the Supreme Court level. This is what's decided. This is what you're told you are supposed to be doing or allowed to do in these circumstances. So people will say, you could believe it or not. I think one guy like posted, he goes like, oh, supervisor's head would explode. Your supervisor's head would explode, but it's in case law. It's legal. I'm not making this up. I didn't wake up one night and have premonitions of wonderful case law and that's what I put out and it's what I'd like to, it's the truth. It's the guidelines of how you're supposed to be affecting police work. This is how things are supposed to be done. I don't know what people are afraid of. I get there's a culture behind a police department, but if it starts with a change at the top, you know, maybe we introduce this stuff to people who are the powers that be in a diplomatic fashion and get them to try to understand what this is instead of having them really be like, nah, I don't want to hear that. Just is what it is. And we're trying to bridge the gap, man. That's it. We're trying to put everybody in a position to win. Why do you insist on losing? Why would anybody insist on losing? But, sorry, that should take care of that cough. The one guy wrote, well, you can transport them to headquarters for identification purposes. And it's cute. That's a cute thing that I've heard from people at several classes that I've done in different agencies. And some agencies have really even adopted that as their explanation for what they do in the circumstances when they have somebody who's subject to a summons and they are lying about who they are, they don't know who they are, and they probably have warrants. They have this little caveat or this cute little saying that's we'll transport for identification purposes when in actuality, it's a full-blown arrest. There's no such thing as transporting for identification purposes. You must know that if you transport for identification purposes and you don't do a booking sheet, you're subject to opening yourself up to litigation. Let me read to you Dunaway v. New York, 1979. This is a U.S. Supreme Court ruling, which means we have to follow it here in New Jersey. Whenever a law enforcement, and that's everybody else in the country, has to follow it the same way. Whenever a law enforcement officer removes a suspect from where he is found and transports that suspect to police headquarters for questioning, the police action is the functional equivalent of an arrest. Although the defendant was not told he was under arrest, he would have been physically restrained if he had attempted to leave. Also, see State v. Dickey. Regarding in 1998, regarding a de facto arrest, and Kaup v. Texas, 2003. K-A-U-P-P v. Texas, another U.S. Supreme Court ruling. There's no such thing as transporting for identification purposes. If they agree to come in on their own will, it's totally different. And you can also see State versus Pierce, but that's in, as referenced earlier. And again, this case is Dunaway v. New York, 1979 U.S. Supreme Court ruling. That's for everybody who's watching this video in every state. You cannot transport people against their will. Now, there's something called, if you guys want to get real technical on it, there's an investigative detention order where you would go see a judge. I don't know if you got to see a judge. I think you got to go see a grand jury and present facts to the grand jury. And I could be wrong on this. So not off the top of my head. Let's say, and what does that mean? It's like, let's say you have a guy who, I'll give you an example I can relate to something that happened in our real life. A robbery happens. A mask is found, like a Halloween mask that may contain DNA to help you develop a suspect. You have a suspect developed, you have the DNA, but he has no DNA on record. You could request the judge to go and detain, even that even may include handcuffing, to bring that person in or maybe meet them in person or whatever it may be, to fingerprint possibly or to remove hair or do a buccal mouth swab, That's different. That's an investigative detention order. You would have an order from a judge for that. We're talking about in the field when you are allowed to make an arrest for a motor vehicle summons when you cannot figure out who the person you're dealing with is. No matter what the summons is, okay, seatbelt, backseat, littering, ashing out the window, those are all the things you must use to achieve your objectives. Obviously, within the next 100 days, now that we have Phil Murphy as a governor, which I suspected was going to happen, we will see how the illegal marijuana thing unfolds. But until then, hey, it's still illegal. And if you guys need anything, I'll probably come back on here later again and do another video. I just wanted to address this one for Paul and the group. And you can look through and see who Paul is. Hey, Jimmy, you can reach out to me, buddy. I see you're watching this. Just reach out to me. I want to talk to you about something. All good. I just want to make sure that you're going to get into where you need to be when I come out to your neck of the woods. I meant to send you a message earlier, brother. But if you guys need anything, reach out to me. If anything, want anything addressed, man, we can address it. I'll see you later.